living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right, so I have another question for you today. Can hypnosis really stop chronic pain? Some people believe that hypnosis and other mind-body techniques hold the key to stopping chronic pain without having to take dangerous drugs. My guest is Michael Ellner, a certified medical hypnotist and a self-help coach. Michael, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Delight to be with you. And I want to point out that language is very important. And what hypnosis can offer people is taking the suffering out of their painful experiences. So if a person thinks of pain as the sensory signal, that's not what they're experiencing. They're experiencing their brain's reaction to that signal. And that's their subjective experience of pain. And what hypnosis can do is help people eliminate a lot of the unnecessary suffering related to a signal. So we don't have
your guidebook, as a matter of fact, Michael, your guidebook, right, A Physician's Guide to Helping Patients Take Suffering Out of Pain, right, and you're teaching doctors and patients alike to utilize these exercises for taking that suffering aspect out of it. That's correct, right?
Yes, exactly.
And that's what you call the hope coaching approach. Now, when we were on the break, Michael was telling me he wanted to do about a 5-minute demo. Do you want to go ahead and do that now, Michael, and then we can get you to talk a little bit more about your book towards the end?
In a second, what I want to do is introduce why hope coaching. And the reason is many people with any kind of chronic condition unknowingly develop learned helplessness and learned hopelessness. They've tried this, they've done this, they've gone here, they've gone there, and they're still in chronic pain. So working with a hypnosis professional or a coach isn't a first-line approach. It's usually a last resort. So very often the most important starting point is giving people an opportunity to appreciate that hope is realistic. They can reduce their suffering. So I'd like to introduce an exercise that will help people get a noticeable improvement. Is it a cure for pain? No, no one is suggesting it is. But it's an introduction to how various self-help techniques can really help and help quickly. So what I would ask your listeners to do is not do this exercise if you're listening to this in any kind of moving vehicle or anything like that.
But there's the disclaimer. Good.
And you're not using heavy equipment, please follow along with me. So just to get more focus and better concentration, I'm going to ask your listeners to gently close their eyes. You're welcome to do that as well, Dr. Mike. And just take a gentle, easy breath. And the idea is to get in touch with the pain, get in touch with the discomfort, get in touch with what's disturbing your peace of mind and interfering with your joy. And just be with that feeling for a minute. Now, this is a very easy thing to do for people who are living in chronic pain. So get in touch with the pain for a moment. And you really don't like the pain. You'd like to see it go away. And just make a fist with your right hand. And as you get in touch with the pain, you can tighten that fist. We want to get rid of that stuff. And now open your hand, relax your hand, and gently take an easy breath and open and close your eyes again. And now we want to tap into all the different memories and imagery that promotes your body releasing feel-good chemicals. So in the privacy of your mind, get in touch with how you feel when you feel wonderful, when you feel loved, when you feel appreciated. Get in touch with how you feel when you feel intelligent. How you feel when you feel effective and competent. And as you get in touch with those memories and those feelings, your brain automatically sends messages to release feel-good chemicals. And it automatically moves you towards a relaxation response. So in a way, we're practicing a form of intentional relaxation. So get in touch. Your heart is happy. Your mind is peaceful. Your spirit's playful. You're feeling better and better. And get in touch with how you feel when you really feel wonderful, and make a fist with your left hand. And because all of these feelings are precious, and all of these feelings are feelings that we want to hold on to, imagine we're making a copy of them for safekeeping. So you're sending all these good feelings, this idea of feeling really, really good, grounded, centered, feeling optimistic and happy, and sending it into your left fist. Great. And now open your left fist, relax your left hand. And I'm going to count to three. And at the count of three, I'm going to ask people to make a fist with both hands at the same time. So open and close your eyes, take a relaxing breath, and I'm going to count to three. And at the count of three, I'm going to ask people to make a fist with both hands at the same time. Ready? One, two, two and a half, three. And just be with that for a moment. And an amazing thing happens. Those good feelings now come associated with the painful feelings and the painful signal. And they modify them. They change how you experience them. So I'm imagining a number of your listeners are beginning to notice that they're feeling better just doing this exercise. And this is one of many different self-care techniques that a hope coach or a medical hypnotist would teach a client, and that would give a client more control and more relief. And what we have skill and abilities in is not only teaching our clients these exercises, but motivating them to do it on a daily basis. And I assure your listeners, they'll feel better if they start practicing intentional relaxation daily.
Yeah, I like that. I like it, and it definitely, you brought a calming mood into the radio. I think I could take a nap, Michael, to be honest with you now, so that's helped me there. So all now, this is the type of stuff that people can find. Again, the book is A Physician's Guide to Helping Patients
Take Suffering Out of Pain. I actually have a guide for the person in pain or their family on my website.
What's that?
That's also Hope is Realistic, but that one is designed for the person in pain. The book that I sent you is designed for the physician assisting people in pain. Because I think that this is something that your show is well aware of, that a physician's words and how they talk to patients can promote health, healing, and well-being, where they could be weapons of mass destruction. And a lot of doctors don't know how to talk to patients in pain. So I agree.
You know, listen, Michael, I agree with you completely. As a doc, you know, it's an uncomfortable conversation with a lot of doctors, and that's why they go so quickly to those prescription pain meds, because it's easier to do that than it is to talk with somebody about their pain and do something like some of these exercises that you're promoting. What's the website again where they can check out your books, Michael?
They can check it out on hopeisrealistic.com, and they can find out more about Hope Coaching at mindfulhypnosiscoach.com.
And all right. I want to thank you, Michael, for coming on. And I really encourage my listeners to check it out. I like that idea of taking the suffering out of pain. And so I think you can learn a lot by checking out Michael's books. Check out his website. I think it'll go a long way for you there. Also, you know, Life Extension has some decent protocols on chronic pain when it comes to supplements like tart cherry, curcumin. So check out lifeextension.com too. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.